The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Wednesday, October 19, 2022. Welcome back to hour number two of our Hump Day edition here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. I am holding in my hot little hand right here, and it is hot because, I don't know, I'm just a warm-bodied person. Victory for State Sovereignty, this little booklet right here we have at the Power Mall. It is a great companion to your pocket constitution, and I'll tell you why that is. Because the guest we have on right now, Sheriff Richard Mack, as soon as I talked to Sheriff Mack, I went and joined the CSPOA. That's CSPOA.org, Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. It is a worthwhile cause, and if you want your sheriff to be a constitutional sheriff, you need to investigate this group. I'm serious, because they mean what they say, and they act on it. As a matter of fact, inside this little booklet right here, and I'm going to let Sheriff Mack tell you about what's inside of it, I can tell you right now that there's some outstanding Supreme Court case law in here that basically tells the federal government where they can stick it in certain situations. Sheriff Mack, welcome back to the show, sir. God love you.
Thank you so much, and congratulations for your one-year anniversary. That's wonderful. You've been doing a great job, and quite frankly, you have a great voice for radio.
Well, I appreciate that, sir. And, you know, the thing is I have been on – I've seen myself on your podcast as well – and I'm glad that you're carrying our podcast and sharing information that we're talking about on this show with your viewers and listeners on your podcast, too. I mean, this seems like, I don't know what it was, 9/11, I think, is when everybody started doing podcasts.
Yes, and we do, like the one we're doing right now, your radio show with me right now will be put on our website, and we've got dozens and dozens because I'm doing these all the time. But we want people to know what's going on, and sometimes they can't listen in at this time. They're working, or they've got other duties to take care of, like my wife is right now taking care of her mother in our home right now. And so people have things that they have to do, and they can get back to this later. They can go to your website, or they can go to mine, and we're promoting each other, and we totally believe in this peaceful and effective solution that we offer at CSPOA. And quite frankly, I'll tell your audience right now, your sheriff election is more important than any other election in the country. We have maybe two or three peaceful solutions available to take back our freedom, to take back our Constitution, and restore civil rights to America against the federal bullies, the new 87,000 new bullies that Biden has now hired or is trying to hire to come after the American people. And they're worse than bullies. They're more like a Gestapo. In fact, I was sitting next to Trent Lott at a meeting one time, and I asked Trent, Senator Lott, the majority leader for the Senate at the time, and I said, when are we going to do anything about the Gestapo of America? And he goes, oh, you're talking about the IRS. I said, yes, you're damn right I am. When are we going to do something about it? He goes, oh, it'll never happen. I said, why? He said, because we're just as afraid of them as everybody else. So
that's
I guess
insane.
He told the truth. I know, it is insane, but he told the truth, a very horrible truth, nonetheless, the truth.
Wow. And so here's the thing, but you've been on this campaign ever since you defeated the Brady Amendment in the Supreme Court of the United States. That whole thing, I mean, I remember when that first came out, and you made major news headlines, Sheriff, and I still call you Sheriff, even though you're not in office, you are still my Sheriff. I love this book. I love everything about it. Folks, if you don't have a copy of this book, and I'm showing it up here because we're on Rumble and Brighteon, and you can actually, I'm going to hold the book up right there so you can see the title of it. You can get this book from the Power Mall. We have it available, and that's, you know, a pocket constitution. We have this as well. And I'll tell you what, the material that Sheriff Mack includes in here, if after you read that pocket constitution, I mean, maybe you should buy several copies and give them to your boards of county commissioners. The Edwards County Board of County Commission in Texas has just voted and signed a resolution to go along with the Texit movement. I don't know that you've seen this, Sheriff, but I wanted to run it by and let you know that they've listed virtually every grievance that we talk about with you on the show and say, basically, you know, we give up. We're throwing our hands up on this, and we don't want any part of the U.S. government anymore. What's your reaction?
I really agree with that. Right now, that's one of the peaceful solutions that exists in our country. And I would just simply say this. Every state has the right to secede. Texas has actually talked about it, and they've actually left that option in their state constitution. And we love Texas' spirit of independence, and that the federal government is not our boss. Well, that book you just talked about, that is a review of my Supreme Court decision, says exactly the same thing. The states are not subject to federal direction. That's right in that Supreme Court decision that you were alluding to. And another thing, Scalia introduces this decision that he wrote back in it came out June 27, 1997. So it's been 25 years. This is the 25th anniversary of this most miraculous decision. Everyone that reads that will go, no way, this does not say what it says. Because it is so powerful, and it's a dream come true for all of us in the freedom movement. And yet, I don't get very much traction with this thing still in the freedom movement. I don't know why, but except from you and Power Hour, and Joyce loved it, and she really promoted it, and she loved my decision, and she loved what I did in taking on the Clintons and beating the Clintons. But Scalia simply states at the beginning what he was going to do in the decision. And he said, we must understand this decision and this issue from a, quote, historical understanding. So Scalia doesn't make up anything new. He quotes the Founding Fathers literally. You can look in there. He quotes the Federalist Paper. 51 and 39, and I think there was at least one or two others. And he simply restores the 10th Amendment and state sovereignty and the issue of federalism, the division of power between the states and the federal government, by not creating anything new. He just took us through a history lesson, and that's what I've been saying all along. For our restoration of freedom in America, the answer is not if we move forward. Yeah, it's not if we move forward.
That's right. It's right. Well, but we need to reiterate all of this stuff. And this is, New York versus U.S. It's 505 U.S. 144. It's a 1992 case. We have held, however, the state legislatures are not subject to federal direction.
Amen.
And I'm looking at all of this stuff, and, my mantra has always been, how many Wacos and Ruby Ridges are we going to have before people wake up? And this is the thing about constitutional sheriffs. Sheriff Mack, you have been out educating sheriffs all across the country in seminars and workshops, and I know you just held one in Virginia not too long ago. How'd that turn out?
Always great. The sheriffs who attend, I just did one in Terlingua, Texas. That's way in the middle of nowhere in West Texas, over by the mountains, the only mountains you got in Texas. And we spoke to county commissioners and judges, and they invited me to come to their conference. Wow. And there was about 40 or 45 of them there, and they loved it. And they said it was some of the best training they've ever had. We've had sheriffs numerous times say this was the best law enforcement training I've ever been to. And again, we're not doing anything new. We're just reinforcing history, as Scalia suggested that we do. So we follow that, and we talk about the oath of office. We talk about the role of police, and specifically sheriffs, the role that sheriffs have in preserving our constitutional republic. Folks, would you like your sheriff to know and understand that? Then you need to get him a copy of that book. You need to go have a talk with him. You need to have a relationship with him. Because we take America back, not in Washington, D.C., where there is absolutely no solution to those who have created the tyranny that exists now, there's no solution in Washington, D.C. We'll take America back, county by county and state by state. And I'm telling you, if Texas secedes, I'm moving back to Texas.
Yeah, I love that. When you told me that the last time, I'm like, buddy, I'm all over. You got my welcome mat right there on the front door. And the thing is, you know, at some point in time, we will meet up. I know you've been to some of Clay Clark's Reawaken America tour, as have I. And so, you know, you're speaking the truth. And people, like always, there's blowback. People are calling you crazy. And I mean, we've had this. I remember, what was it, CNN or MSDNC, one of the two. I think it was CNN, came into your own home and tried to ambush you.
Yeah, and you know what? I will be glad to talk with CNN, the liars. I even told her, I said, you're going to do a hack job on me. She's in my daughter's home. She was going to do it at my house, but it wasn't big enough. And I said, well, my daughter just lives down the street. So she goes, oh, yeah, this is great. We'll set up here. So they had their camera crew and a producer and Sarah Sidner. And I said, I know you're going to do a hit job on me. And I said, so first of all, I want you to do this, but I want to be on live. So you can't twist my words and cut and edit, cut and paste, and then do a hack job on me. Because I said, I know you're going to. She goes, no, why would you say that? I said, you work for CNN. That's why.
Communist and, News and Network, it, yeah.
Yeah, it is. It totally is. And so, you know, yeah, that was just about 7 or 8 weeks ago. And I tried to get somebody at CNN. I said, hey, I recorded this audio. I have it on audio tape. I recorded the whole interview. I said, are you interested in seeing how bad your reporter lied about me in your story there? You know, I told her the only reason that she and I are together is because of that lawsuit you mentioned that I won. I won. I'm the only sheriff in history to ever launch a major suit like that and win at the U.S. Supreme Court, ever. In 250 years. And so she never made mention of that. I said, that's the only reason you are and I are talking. And I even told her, but you're probably not going to mention that because it gives me too much credibility. And she sure didn't.
No, and see, the thing is I'm just wondering just how far that steps outside into a defamation realm.
Yeah, I mean, the only person that can get that is Alex Jones for some reason. You know, there's a lot worse thing than that. And I will tell you this about Alex's case. You know, Alex is a shock jock. You know, he gets into crazy things, no question. I haven't talked to Alex in over 6 years. And I don't know why he's not calling me, but I will tell you, I probably wouldn't do his show anymore. Because you don't know this. I was asked by the people who were investigating that, and I was even asked by Alex at one time that we should look into that. And I said, no way. And Joyce and I talked about it, too. I said, there's no way. That's a no-win situation. Even if you could prove that they were that it was, which I said, you're not going to prove that that was staged. But even if he said this, he didn't do it maliciously. He believed what he was saying. So he didn't make it up. You know, and I know the investigator, and I wrote him just recently, too. I said, see what would have happened to my family and me if I would agreed to what you asked me to do? But this is the thing. The law is on Alex's side because these people have to prove that he maliciously damaged them. And even if it wasn't malicious, how did he damage these people? None of them listen to Alex. None of them have family and friends that go, oh, Alex did this, and oh, the whole world thinks, most of the whole world thinks Alex is a nut. So they even said that in court. Alex, how did he damage them? By saying, okay, you helped, you're hiding your kid out somewhere, and you helped with this this charade, and you're horrible people. Okay, what did that cost them? Jobs? And let's reiterate something here. The Constitution does not protect anyone, not you, not me, not anyone, from being offended. Yeah, they were offended. And you remember that couple that were pastors and ministers in their church, and they were yelling at a funeral, at a graveside service for a Marine who was killed in action? And they were saying, they were yelling horrible things. Oh, we're glad he's dead. He shouldn't be fighting this horrible war. We shouldn't be doing this. And they were really going after these people. The people who were burying their son there couldn't do anything to them. They didn't disrupt the meeting or stop them from doing it. Okay, yeah, it was rude, and it was horrible what they did, but they didn't win a lawsuit against them. In fact, they had no standing to do a lawsuit. These people had every right to voice their opinions, just as Alex did. And I think in an appeal, if somebody will get real here and follow the law, this is not criminal law, this is civil law, I don't believe these people were damaged whatsoever. Offended?
Well, you know, $954 million judgment later. Yeah, and the thing is you're
ridiculous.
Right about that.
Ridiculous.
Spokio case, Spokio v. Robbins clearly says that you have to, in a civil matter, prove actual concrete injury in fact. That is a 2019 Supreme Court case that I'm very, very well familiar with. And why am I? Because it's in the Credit Restoration Primer book I'm holding in my hand right now. I talk about Spokio and about proving concrete injury in fact. And Sheriff Mack, you hit that sucker right in the head. And I want to take a couple of minutes here because obviously our time is limited because you're a busy man. The upcoming elections. I know this has been the subject of conversation in your updates and everything you're doing with CSPOA.org and all the videos and stuff I get in there and the reruns, the repeats, which are very good to watch because it is an education, folks, from a law enforcement perspective. You need to understand that when the feds come in, the sheriff needs to stand up for the county, and if he's not your guy. But the thing is that now we're talking about all these questions being asked by Congress people now about how the DOJ intends to enforce all of this strategic plan on how to promote voter registration. Here we got the federal government trying to interfere in the elections again, and they're saying that Congressman Ralph Norman says Biden's order to expand voting access has no legal basis unless he's trying to register illegal aliens to vote. I don't know what to think here, but I'm looking. I wanted to get your take on what people can do, because the biggest thing is you got to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. Being part of the problem is you don't go cast your vote. You sit at home, you do the pity party, woe is me, my vote doesn't count, and you start believing all the crap that they laid on you in 2020, and
no,
you believe
no, no.
that
always
you know you can't.
Always go vote. Always
so
vote.
If we see any impropriety, what do we do?
Well,
what's the best thing? I know you're from a sheriff's perspective. What kind of advice would you give our voters if they see anything weird going on?
First and foremost, call your sheriff and let him know. Document it, photograph it, videotape it. Do anything to get that to him. There's no question that China is working in the United States. Heck, they have troops here. They even have a police department in New York. The China police are established there. So China is very much in control of a lot of land, farmland, national monuments, and they are controlling the computers used to tabulate votes in America. Why we still have this infatuation with the efficacy of computerized voting is not beyond me, because it's exactly how cheating is guaranteed. So, folks, you've got to address the computers with your local officials, not just your sheriff, county commissioners, county recorders. Say, why are we still using computers? None of you think that Russia or China or Middle Eastern countries who hate us could hack into these computers. And the problem is a lot of those crimes are lost in cyberspace, because you hack one day and you unhack it the next. And so for computers used, and this is right from Kamala Harris and other Democrats from just a few years ago, said that these computers have not been properly tested and calibrated as required by law. That is one place you should have your sheriff verify that these machines have been properly tested. And if not, they should not be used. And we have got to get back to paper ballots. We did nothing to help the American people or serve the American people by switching from paper ballots to computerized tabulation, where you don't even know where your vote goes after you stick it into that machine. And we need to serialize and have it hooked to the voter. That number on that ballot belongs to me, and it's serialized to me, and I can take a picture of that, or I take a copy of it off of the very ballot, keep it in my records, and if they ever want to verify the vote, they can.
Well, see, and a lot of states have gone out and gone so far, and I know Arizona has been, because Wendy Rogers, every time I turn around, it's her office or somebody else that is constantly all over this as far as people getting sentenced. Somebody in New Mexico just got 30 days in jail for ballot fraud, ballot harvesting. And I'm just looking at this thing, and it's now all coming back. Several people in Florida have been arrested because they were felons. They were told, apparently, they said, hey, the guy at the election center told me that I could register to vote. He go, yeah, but you're a felon. He said, it doesn't matter as long as you served your probe. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Somebody needed to ask an attorney, because now they're turning around from the 2020 election and they're arresting people who are convicted felons in Florida for voting in 2020. And it, so it's like, folks, you know, you have to know what your rights are. If you don't know your rights, you don't have any. I mean, that's it in a bottom nutshell. It's always been my mantra. But, you know, if you have any questions at all.
If your sheriff doesn't know what your rights are, how is he going to protect them?
That's where our... Good point, Sheriff. Good point. So that's the thing. You know, when you do the program, and I sure hope to God that, you know, I don't do anything to piss you off, because I sure would like to have you back on the show again, because you're always a riot to talk to. And I mean, you're the voice of reason when it comes to constitutional sheriffs in this country. And I want to tell you something right now. If it hadn't been for you and all the work that you're doing right now, this country would be in worse shape than it's already in.
Well, the latest article about us actually had a guy that did some very extensive research. His name is Maurice Chema, and he works for the Marshall Group. And I'm going to send that to you. I'll email it to you. But his article actually did a survey with Shane, and he said the CSPOA has had a huge influence. He said, just look at these surveys from sheriffs. And so that's the first time somebody really did a truthful and extensive article on the sheriff movement, the constitutional sheriffs, CSPOA, and myself. And I wrote him an email. I said, I'm shocked. Somebody actually told the truth. You know, there was a few mistakes in there, but I pointed those out to him. But they really didn't change the content and the overall spirit of the article. And man, I thought he was going to nail us again, just like CNN and all the others. Probably the biggest liar is the Daily Beast. That one is hugely a lying group. And then also the Anti-Defamation League. They've never talked to me, but they talk about me all the time.
They do. And see, the thing is, we always talk good things because we're all about the Constitution here, folks. This is the booklet right here, Sheriff Richard Mack. Thanks so much for being on the show with us again. Great tips for what to do if you see any chicanery going on at the polls. The Victory for State Sovereignty by Sheriff Richard Mack. You need to get this as part of your constitutional pocket from the Power Mall. All that goes toward you getting a copy of this book. We will be back with more news and your phone calls after the break, folks. Stay with us.
Shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarasp. and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, and it's Wednesday, October 19, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Welcome back to this segment. And we are taking your phone calls. We've got more news and open lines, but the open lines, very important because we still have freedom of speech in America. 844-769-2944 if you want to chime in on anything you've heard during the show today, you want to talk about something that's on your mind, if you're seeing weird stuff going on at the polls. I especially want to hear about that. Sheriff Richard Mack, who we just had on, very, very busy day today, and he had to be someplace. Otherwise, I would have kept him on the whole hour so that all of you could have called up and asked him questions. But unfortunately, he could not stay with us for the full term. So, we're basically going back to news and your phone calls. And, nothing wrong with that. See, this is the nice thing about being the ability to ad lib and to talk about stuff that matters. This is a thing. And so, we talked to you about the Iowa moms. I'd love to have Kim Reichs back on here to figure out, Kim, what is it that prompted you to put on a drag outfit and go in front of the school board? I mean, obviously, it was a publicity stunt. And but you got to love the spirit of her intent. Her intent was to impress on these people that what you are doing is immoral with our kids. I think just about every parent that I've talked to and have expressed and, you know, thrown this out on the table. So what do you think about these drag shows in schools and pornography and teaching your kids about gender identity and making them think that they're weird and that they, you know, you're too white and you need to kill yourself? I mean, seriously, here's a little fentanyl pill, kid. Why don't you take this? You know, do us all a favor. I mean, this is insanity what's going on in the schools right now. And you see, this is one of the reasons why I think we have an early voter turnout is because of the fact that these parents are sick and tired of what's been happening to this country in the last year and a half, 2 years, and they don't want any more of it. You know, they're fighting for their lives, and this is the only way you can do that is by getting out there and voting. Early voting is going on right now in many of the states. So this is one of the things, you know, if you want to stop this nonsense, you know, that Jane, stop this crazy thing. You know, if you want to stop the George Jetson in your life, then you need to go and be part of the solution, not the problem, and go cast your vote. This is important. And you do it right. You do it fairly. You do it honestly. And if you see anything weird going on, Sheriff Mac just told you what to do. Whip out that cell phone. Start recording. Start asking questions. I would go so far as to make accusatory statements like, hey, why are you papering up the window? Hey, why are you locking us out? Why did you just kick all those poll watchers out of your polling place? I'm calling the sheriff. You know, you have to be proactive here. We've got to stop this nonsense. We have been too nicey-nice about all of this stuff. And here's your chance as an American citizen to stand up for what you believe in and don't let them push you around. If they send the police after you, you know, and tell the police to throw you out, you know, understand, you get that officer's name and badge number because he just violated your civil rights in my book. Now, that's my book. I'm a paralegal. I'm not an attorney. But I'll tell you what, there's like Larry Becraft and other civil rights lawyers like Tom Rentz out there. You know, you come up with a valid case like this, I tell you, all the election officials sure want to know about it. They don't want to be in the hook for any of this stuff. But you have to be vigilant. That's what this is all about, is being vigilant. So, you know, we're talking about news and headlines. And there are three stories under surveillance state that you need to be aware of. And this is pretty crazy stuff, because if your kids are playing around on this app software, I'm talking about Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook Inject. They have JavaScript code. Facebook, TikTok, Instagram. They have JavaScript code they have put in into third-party websites that cause potential security and privacy risk to the user. You let your kid on here. You know, TikTok neglected to offer users an option to switch from in-app browsing to using an external browser when viewing third-party sites. And this ByteDance, which is TikTok's parent company, has ties to the Chinese Communist Party. And they use that stuff for IA and industrial espionage purposes. IA meaning artificial intelligence. No matter what app you're using, good rule of thumb, assume somebody or some entity might be watching you. We have a full story on that in our email blast. You see, now we're putting stuff on here in the Power Hour because this is stuff mainstream media does not want to talk about. They think that using TikTok is okay, even if you're Anthony Weiner. I had to use that, you know, because he really pulled a boner, didn't he? That's figurative, right? And that's not liable either, because he actually did it and exposed himself on camera. So, you know, when you're doing stuff like that, it makes you look at the tenor of these Congress people who are serving in our public offices these days and what they have been getting away with. It's really sad state of affairs in this country. And, you know, of course, I don't need the I told you so speech on COVID. Because we've already talked about COVID, and I've already told you this is a bioweapon. And now they've got 40 labs worldwide that are making more of them, chemical and bioweapons. Now, there's only one reason why you would make a weapon. First off, you make a weapon to hurt someone with it or kill them. And here we have one out of Boston University that they're defending it now. Oh, yeah, it's research. It's gain of function. This garbage has to stop. They think they're right on the money. They think, oh, it's science. You don't argue with me. You're arguing science. Yeah, that's Fauci for you, Mr. Arrogant Ego. He thinks he's all that. He acts just like Dr. Joseph Mengele, Dr. Death, in the Nazi concentration camps. I'm sorry, Mr. Fauci, you can go take a flying leap. By the way, for those of you who don't know, under Good News, on their email blast, you can register today. And this is Kevin. Thank you for that, Kevin, yesterday on our phone calls. The Real Anthony Fauci, the link is there. It's a two-part documentary based on RFK's runaway bestseller. The Real Anthony Fauci is now a full-length feature documentary, and it's available to watch for free for 10 days only, starting yesterday at 12:01 Eastern. So you will still have time, once the link comes out, to log on and watch the show for free. Free! Hello! People like that word. But you got to register to watch the documentary, and we're going to give you a link to do that. See, we're all about solutions here. Part of the solution is being able to educate and entertain and inform. And under the, in case you missed it, we also talked about the fact, and Keith, thank you again, or Kevin rather, from Ohio, thanks for bringing this up. CDC advisors are poising for a major vote on COVID-19 vaccines for kids. And I put two stories in there because I found two different news outlets reporting various subject matter involving this discussion. They're quietly pushing for annual COVID shots for kids so that Big Pharma gets complete liability protection. This is the reason they're doing it, folks, because they want complete liability protection because they're making it part of the vaccine regimen that kids have to get when they go to school. So what that means is that if you don't want your child to get the jab because it's mandated, because the CDC says so, and it's a required vaccine, you may, and I know that Texas does this because they have the Texas Homeschool Coalition, and many other states have homeschooling as well. You parents out there can take the time to share in homeschool duties. And I know we have homeschool moms and kids out there that are listening to the show right now as part of our million listener reach that, you know what I'm talking about. You know that you can share these duties, and parents, you get so much satisfaction out of teaching your kids the way they should go because you don't have to worry about CRT, don't have to worry about gender identity education, you don't have to worry about pornography. You can teach them the Bible. You have wholesome Christian values. There are programs out there like Prager and people like that. I mean, there are tons of different homeschool programs that make a difference. And you got College of the Ozarks. I mean, there's a bunch of different places that you can go if you absolutely have to get a higher education. We've had Bruce Goodmanson on here talking about a book that he had. I met him at Clay Clark's Reawaken America Tour, since we're talking about solutions. And you can get a copy of this book, and it will tell you how to get a career that is a very good paying career in a very short period of time. We're not talking about four-year college. We've had people on that have talked about colleges and how they're liberalizing your kid's brain. And what do they do when they come home? Then they disrespect you and say, well, my teacher said. See, when they're hearing the teacher go in their brain and promulgating this propaganda over and over and over again, what do you think the kid is learning in school? Liberalism. Yeah, you need to learn to think what we tell you to think, not how to think. You see, and that's why you have these oath keepers. I forgot how to think. I let my emotions all get wrapped up in January 6th, and I went there, and now I'm in trouble, and I'm facing 6 years in prison, and I admitted to everything. How you think. It's all about that. And you see, parents, you got the right to push back. You do. I'll be talking about that in a second. The frontline doctors, the 19 Critical Care Alliance that was started by Pierre Corey, Steve Hirsch, and Dr. Ryan Cole, they're basically saying that the COVID-19 vaccine injuries and a syndrome is not a disease, and they've got some news that we're posting on our email blast on how to treat it. These are doctors, frontline doctors that are telling you how to treat it. And they had an educational conference for health practitioners across country, including Florida, New York, Texas, Washington, Virginia, many more. And people got excited because, look, we know how to treat it. The thing is, though, understanding you have to treat it means what its intentions were from the very start was it was a bioweapon. It was made to kill, maim, harm, cause adverse events, cause long-term reactions, cause myocarditis, pericarditis. I have done all the research, ladies and gentlemen, as a paralegal and somebody with medical background. I'm sitting there and I'm looking at this scenario and I'm going, hey, this is nuts. When you're looking at this stuff, if you can't call it what it is, you're in denial. You have cognitive dissonance and you need to get your head out from around that mess. You spent 2 years in lockdown watching mainstream media pump this crap into your head, and it was all lies. Deborah Birx admitted it. She was one of Trump's COVID policymakers, and basically they were, 6 foot social distancing. Where'd they get that from? No, we made it up. The mask wearing, where is that from? Well, we made it up. 15 days, stop the spread. Well, we made it up. In fact, we were trying to figure out how to extend the spread even longer. And now they've locked you down, locked your kids out of school, forced your kids to do online learning, and your kids got dumber. And I'm not saying that to ridicule your children. It's cause and effects. It's an unintended consequence for your children, and you should be pissed. It's not right what they did. And I think, people like DeSantis and Abbott and everybody figured that out, which is why, of course, now they're targets. Now the left, who caused all of this, they fooled Trump and then they locked down the country. And more people died under Biden's watch than under Trump because he didn't have the jab that long. Of course, we all put our faith in not God, but the government. Oh, yeah, we need that vaccine because, and see, you heard it enough times on TV, you got brainwashed into thinking the only way we're going to survive is to take the jab, then now look what's happening. Now you're all being affected by it. And see, any kind of pushback at all, just like the Vermont school district who has suspended a father of a girl who pushed back against biological males being in their volleyball locker room. Now, you are a group of girls, and you're in there changing. When a trans-identifying student, a biological male, comes into the locker room and you are standing there in next to nothing or your underwear, right? Now, how does that sit? We have an article from the Daily Signal about that as well. And of course, the superintendent of the school district that suspended the father, by the way, he was a soccer coach. And he was suspended from using male pronouns to refer to the trans-identifying student. You see, this is what wokeism is all about. This is at Randolph Union Middle School. He was the girls' soccer coach there. So, I mean, the daughter is in the locker room, and the biological male comes in while she's changing. Does she have a right to be uncomfortable all of a sudden, standing there changing in front of a biological male? We already know what happened in Loudoun County, Virginia, folks. And a girl was sexually assaulted. Now the kid's paying for it. It's one of these crazy things that is affecting our country right now, and the only way you're going to make a difference is by standing up, going to the polls, voting, speaking out at school board meetings, and not being afraid to do so. And here's another question for you. Can the government censor you for wishing the judge a happy birthday? Now we're talking a judge, any judge, pick a judge, Supreme Court judge. Well, believe it or not, the National Defense Authorization Act has added a passage that if passed into law, every American is going to risk facing mandatory takedown orders for posting basic facts about federal judges online, including their birth dates, the colleges attended, and the jobs of their spouses. This is like doxing. The bill stifles access to relevant information about public officials, arbitrarily limits its restrictions to the internet, but not other media, and allows speech to be suppressed, even if it poses no security threat whatsoever. Clearly, these reporters are writing that it violates the First Amendment. Yeah, this is the stuff I'm talking about, folks. Censorship of the worst kind. Now, if you have, and this is the one thing, we see a lot of service dogs out there. I'm going to try to shift to the lighter side here. You still have a few minutes to call in, 844-769-2944, if you want to call in and chime in on anything we've been talking about or something's on your mind very quickly you want to get off your chest, you can do that. And by the way, I appreciate Phil and everybody else's comments when you write in and let us know. You know, if you want to hold my feet to the fire, you go ahead, because I've done a fair amount of research on things. Phil had some questions about Vanguard and BlackRock and taking over people's houses. And they do it through shell companies. Even though BlackRock, you go on BlackRock's site. I'm going to tell you this right now, Phil, and others who are concerned about this, and you should be. Because here's these big institutional organizations out there, and they're taking and turning these things into rental properties. There's several stories that I have found about this, but you go to BlackRock's own site, and it says, BlackRock is not buying individual homeowners' homes. Big letters. They don't have to be the ones doing it. People who they fund are the ones doing it. See, because they're invested, Vanguard's invested heavily in BlackRock, and BlackRock is going out with this ESG garbage. I mean, it's just the craziness, folks. And this is where it all comes down. They use shell corporations to do all the purchasing. So, you know, we try to be about solutions here. And that means research. You got to do your homework. You got to research what's going on here. And did you know that gardening can be an expensive hobby if you purchase all your plants as potted nursery specimens? I did not know that. And there's an article that we are including because the weather is getting colder. We're all about solutions. Most vegetables and ornamental plants can be started from seeds. Less expensive way to populate your garden, folks. We are including an article on how to start seeds indoors. Like I said, all about solutions. Sherry in Kansas, how are you?
Okay, Dave. Hey, talking about that shot that they're trying to approve for children. I've heard this in the last week or so that the real owners of the patent of the shot is the Department of Defense. Have you come across that in any of your research?
I have, as a matter of fact. I've looked at some of it because the thing is that certain I know there's a number of patents held by the FDA. There's a number of patents held by NIH. There's Fauci has patents. Moderna has patents. Pfizer has patents. And, you know, here's the thing. Way back in 1970, when Patrick Leahy, senator from Vermont, was serving on one of the committees, he was approached during a committee hearing about funding a DOD project. And $10 million grant was given to by the DOD to the research lab at Fort Detrick, Maryland. Now, that is run by the Department of Defense. And at that point in time, Jean-Luc Montagnier, Judy Mikovits, everybody else is all plugged into this thing. And that's where HIV allegedly originated. Now, can we pin the tail on the donkey succinctly and say it? Not without more research, but I'll tell you what, Dr. Robert Strucker and his brother Ted, who ended up dead in Springfield, Missouri, of an alleged suicide, they had done an extreme amount of research, and they were lined up to go public with the congressman from Illinois state legislature, and he ended up dead of a massive drug overdose. The guy didn't do drugs. They shut him up. I'm convinced of it. Of course, now that's just me. It's an allegation. You can call it a conspiracy theory. You can call it what you want. But when my attorney has always told me, no matter what happens, even when I do an audit of county land records or whatever the case, he tells me if you're over the target, you're going to catch flack. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think I have an old VHS, whatever, the old tape deck, 8-track, of Robert Strucker putting on a presentation. Yeah, I remember that. Hey, another thing I wanted to mention is the other day you said something about their got a law or trying to make a law that people can't pray too close to abortion clinics.
Right.
And my thought was, well, it'll mess up their satanic ritual.
That's a good thought. food for thought. Yeah, we were talking about food. Everybody's probably eating lunch right now. But that, you know, no, I get it. As a matter of fact, I was reading some stories about women who actually invaded their space, went into the dumpsters or the places outside where they store these post-abortion fetuses and dug a bunch of them up and took pictures. You talk about shock therapy. Did you hear that?
Are you talking about something unrefrigerated or actually buried in the ground? What are you talking about?
No, I mean, they were in boxes ready to go to an incinerator when they were uncovered.
Oh.
I mean, you talk about this is like the shock therapy of our Iowa mama bear. You know, Kim, I would love to have her back on the show to ask her, what possessed you to dress up in a drag outfit? It's shock therapy for the school boards. And of course, like all these other parents, like Stacey Langdon in Virginia, that goes into the Loudoun County School Board District and starts reading material out of these pornographic books that are in their library and saying, you're going to allow this sort of thing. And they're like, you need to turn it. We're going to turn your microphone off. We're going to censor you because this is inappropriate. There are children there. Well, wait a minute. Your children are being exposed to this garbage in the library. You allow this stuff to go into your library, and the librarians are, of course, hey, it's all about education. Really? At that age? Seriously. I mean, that's what's screwing with our country right now. You and I both know that. I'm preaching to the choir, right, Sharon?
All right. All right. Thanks. Bye.
I appreciate it. Thank you. All right. There you have it, folks. We are just about out of time here. Just remember, we want you to go to the Power Mall because we need your help. If you don't want to go to Gibson, go and donate to us to keep us on the air. We want you to go and spend $200 today at the Power Mall. And when you do that and you buy products from the Power Mall, we are going to give you this book for free while supplies last. And I'm telling you, you can make money with it. I'm not kidding you. We do this all the time. I've done this since 1993. It's a solution. We're all about solutions here at the Power Hour. And unfortunately for today, we are out of time. Dave Krieger with you. It's been so wonderful having you out there. Share this with your friends. We're on Rumble and Brighteon, and you can watch this show later on when we post it. In the meantime, God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.